Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, or maybe it'll just push your anxiety a little higher today. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Teachers, we appreciate you at Busted Pencils every week, every day, every second. It is Teacher Appreciation Week. If you're out there listening, tell a teacher something other than you appreciate them, though. Tell them something that means something. Do something that matters. The other part, though, teachers, if you're out there listening, over the years, you get some pretty interesting gifts during Teacher Appreciation Week. Again, nobody has to reveal who they are, but if you want to come on and give us some of the craziest, weirdest, wildest, most inappropriate Teacher Appreciation Week gifts. I don't know if I could say my very first year teaching, I don't know if it was inappropriate as much as it was thankful. However, when I had a second grader running up to me with a bag and a big smile on her face going, "My mom told me not to open it until you looked at it. No. Go ahead, look at it. Go look at it. Oh, yeah. And there it was a nice bottle of bourbon for Mr. Slecker, the second grade teacher, that the
can't do child that anymore.
That the child had brought into school in a bag and brought to me. Oh my God, what a wonderful, wonderful.
No doubt.
That was no doubt. That was true appreciation right there, but you got to love that. So give us a call if you got some crazy gifts for Teacher Appreciation Week. Student loans, forgiveness. Again, I don't know who should get them, who shouldn't. We'll talk about that, particularly more coming up.
We should too.
Yeah, we should. But, you know, again, going on the story of the moment, the Roe v. Wade potential overturning, the Busted Pencils take, though, is that coming out particularly from this directly from the 74 million, half of states set to ban abortion have no sex ed requirement. Why does that matter in a Roe v. Wade overturning era? Well, if you don't want abortions from an unwanted pregnancy, the number one fail, well, okay, there's two. The most protected fail-safe way to not need to consider an abortion, yes, from an unwanted pregnancy is saying no, abstinence.
No, move,
yes,
past it. We already know it. Yeah.
Well, just saying, okay, we're not going to get into an argument about abstinence works. Except when you're not abstinent.
You're married and you don't want to be abstinent?
What? Okay. But when you're not, there are other things such as being educated about reproductive health that actually has incredibly powerful research behind it, that it actually helps teens particularly avoid pregnancy. And if we avoid pregnancy, we're going to avoid the need, the continuation, the idea of some form of stopping that pregnancy through abortion. We're going to avoid that. Why then, if we are, and there's no support here at Busted Pencils for this Supreme Court, as Tom laid out, decision to install the government's right to make a decision for women and their families, as opposed to women and their families making that decision. But the reality, though, here is that if we're moving in that direction, we should be thinking very, very passionately about, well, then let's make sure that everybody's incredibly well educated. And for some reason, being educated under this same group of people that seem to want to believe in freedom to not have the government tell them to do anything like wearing a mask during a pandemic, but believe in the government telling you you can't read a book about slavery, that believe in the government telling you about what you can do with your health provider. For some reason, though, they also then do not believe in mandating comprehensive sex education, the one outside of abstinence factor that actually reduces and eliminates potential unwanted pregnancies. How can we make learning about sex illegal? Well, that's one of the things we do nowadays. As we said in the promo here, this is not, maybe this isn't the place to soothe your anxiety tonight. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded. We got a caller, Evan. Who we got?
We've got Ross from Middleton. We got about 2 minutes, Ross.
Okay, Ross, 2 minutes, buddy.
Okay. Hey, hi, Jim. So I'm like 62 years old, so I've been way out of the school system for a long time. But from what I've heard regarding unwanted pregnancy, I'm reading two things in the news. One is that teenage pregnancy numbers are down from some point in the past, and that it's also, I think I may have also heard that teenage sex may also be less.
Sure.
And so the question I kind of wonder is in those states that do have sex education, is the incidence of teenage pregnancy less relative to the population of teenagers, you know, per percentage of teenagers versus those states which don't have sex education? And the only other comment I would make is that you know, like if this is really a religious thing, if the church and the state are saying, look, this is up to the parents to teach their kids, you know, it's not a business of the school to be teaching this kind of stuff. And I kind of wondered, like, really, how is a parent? I mean, parents will try to teach this, but I sometimes think it's got to be a tough one. I'm not a parent, so I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but we appreciate.
Well, it's incontrovertible that where sex education doesn't exist, unwanted pregnancies are higher.
I was going to say the research, whether per capita, per state, I could break it down, but the research is clear. You want unwanted pregnancies. Actually, even two, if you want kids to not experiment with sex, sex education is the key. The number is 844-967-2789. A little bit more when we get back. Busted Pencils, more after the break.
Yeah, great call, Ross. Thank you.